Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers begin a 6-game homestand tonight. It is Yacht Rock night at the ballpark.
Fun!
And joining us, wearing his captain's hat, Brewers president of business operations, it's Rick Schlesinger. Hi, Rick.
Thanks for having me on. I've got my Yacht Rock hat for sure.
I'm sure you do. I mean, this is the wheelhouse of Rick Schlesinger's playlist, isn't it? Right? Everything Yacht Rock?
I'm not sure, but anything that helps sell some tickets, I'm happy to promote it and support it and listen to all the Yacht Rock music all weekend.
Well, it certainly brings about good vibes at the ballpark, but regardless of that, Yacht Rock is one of the attractions here. But also, by the way, if you're paying attention, the Brewers are first-place team, Rick. We're approaching the trade deadline. It's also just a great momentum homestand here for the Brewers as they kick off the unofficial second half of the season at the home park.
Yeah, it seems like we've been away for a while, obviously with the All-Star break and then, you know, having the road series and had a successful road trip. And it's nice to have these guys come back for a 3-game set against the Marlins and then turn around 3 games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against the always dangerous Braves. So, obviously the trade deadline's coming up and just a lot of activity. There's a few teams that already made some trades. We've got some healthy guys that are coming back soon, and from my perspective, I look at those as trade acquisition, you know, as well, even though they're incumbent players. It's nice to get some healthy players back, but it's going to be interesting to see what Matt's able to do in the next few days as we lead into this important stretch of the season.
Well, this is big. Coming up on Sunday, Ryan Braun will be inducted into the Brewers Walk of Fame. What can fans expect, and will we get to hear from Braun? Do you know what his little speech is going to be about?
He actually showed me a speech. I edited heavily because, he didn't mention me personally, so I was a little upset. But Sunday pregame, Ryan's going to speak. Doug Melvin, the former Brewers general manager who drafted Ryan out of Miami, and Mike Cameron, obviously a teammate of Ryan's in the 2008 wild card team, will be speaking, and there'll be some nice video presentations and a lot of former Brewer players coming back, Bill Hall, J.J. Hardy, Corey Hart. Obviously, Ricky Weeks was a player and now one of our coaches, Mike Moustakas from the 2018 team. Ed Cedar, former coach, will be here. So, yeah, great speech presented by Mr. Braun with my editing. It's a special honor. Only 23 folks have been inducted into the Walk of Fame, both executives, coaches, managers, and players. It's a special honor. I know I met with Ryan yesterday, and he's thrilled to be here. His family's here, and they're excited to celebrate with the fans.
Well, Mike Cameron, Bill Hall, J.J. Hardy, Corey Hart, Ricky Weeks, Mike Moustakas, as you mentioned, Braun himself. I know how GM Matt Arnold operates, Rick, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of those in the cage. It's never bad to have a veteran bat for a playoff push.
Well, you know, looking at Brawny, and he looks like he could, you know, put the gloves on and get at the home plate and start hitting. He's in great shape. The guy doesn't age. I'm like, Brawny, I get older every day. You look the same, man. So these guys, obviously, they were an important part of our franchise. And what's great is we have such good relationships with them, and they love coming back to Milwaukee. All they do is talk about how great the fans are, how much they love playing here. And some of these guys, not Brawny, but some of these guys played for other teams. And time again, they say my best memory was playing in Milwaukee. And maybe they're saying that to all the executives, but I don't think so. I think Corey and J.J., Bill Hall, those guys, Mike Moustakas, they have fond memories even though they played for other teams. Obviously, Brawny, his entire career at the Brewers, which is special because it's not that often that we see that anymore.
I was just going to ask that. I mean, we're talking about 14 years, his entire career. How unique is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the modern era, you know, players move, and we respect that. I mean, the players have chances to test free agency, and obviously sometimes we can't afford to pay everybody, so some of those good players have to go on. But for Brawny to be here and play his entire career here, it's special. It's not that common. You know, obviously Robin Yount played his entire career here, but some of our other legendary players, obviously Prince Fielder did not play his entire career. Paul Molitor, as we all know, didn't play his entire career. Raleigh Fingers played a good portion of his career here, but obviously was successful with the A's and other teams. So, yeah, I think it means something when a guy spends his entire career as a Brewer. He's known as a Brewer. He started his career as a Brewer and as a Brewer, and will always be a Brewer.
Well, looking forward to a great weekend at the ballpark, a six-game homestand. And you're done with the Cubs now, too, Rick. I mean, we're not even to August yet. And you're done with the Cubs, which is a shame because they stink, and it's been fun to watch the Brewers beat them.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird to think that, you know, we've still got so many games left and we're done with the Cubs now. We could always meet in the postseason. Anything's possible. But, yeah, it's nice to get through that. We've got a lot of games with the Cardinals coming up and Pirates still to play and the Reds. So, you know, a lot of dangerous NL Central teams. I like playing a lot of our Central teams in the second half because it gives us a chance to, you know, create some movement and some width between our lead and the other guys. But it makes for exciting baseball when you're playing divisional rivals because winning the division is obviously means a lot. And that's what the goal is, to win the division. First step.
Starts with Yacht Rock Night tonight. Say Brandon, you're a fine girl. Get there early. Get your captain's hat. Enjoy Yacht Rock. The Brewers always do a great job of their theme nights. I'm very curious to see how they incorporate Yacht Rock throughout the course of tonight's game. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joining us. Appreciate it, Rick. We'll see
you
at the park.
Thanks, Rick. Enjoy the weekend.